roll call, please.
Yes. Hedman.
Here.
Walter.
Here.
Elder.
Here.
LaChance.
Here.
Chacon.
Here.
Rodriguez is just late. Lindblom.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
And Crawford.
Here.
Thank you.
Good. So we do have a quorum. Visitors, we have our usual two from the city, Seaver and Rob. Good to see you again. Amendments to the agenda. Michelle would like me to amend the agenda to update the policy for the hours. The library will be open, so we'll add that to new business. If we want to take a look at the minutes, actually, before or while we're doing that, I want to welcome Jason Hedeman. He's our new board person, taking Beth's place. I'm assuming we forget. Welcome.
Jason.
Welcome, Jason.
Yes, welcome.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah. Another male face.
Pressing hair in our throat.
Yeah.
A little bit more cattle.
I'm glad too. Do we have time to ask you something?
Sure. What do you want to know? Absolutely. I didn't know.
Why do you want to be on the board?
Why do I want to be on the board? Well, I've lived in Yorkville for about 10 years now. Next month it'll be 10 years. I have two little kids, so my son's 3.5 and my daughter's 1. So we're very active with a lot of the programs that we have here at the library, and I've been looking for opportunities to get involved and be a part of the greater community. And professionally, for a living, I'm a regional director of IT for retirement communities. So I do all the computer and technology work, and I've been where I'm at for 10.5 years. So I thought this would also be a good fit with a lot of my experience. I do a lot with capital planning, budgeting, technology life cycles. You know, I work as part of the executive team on the community, so it's probably a lot of the same topics you discuss here as a board.
Perfect. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think you'll be a good asset to the board. So, any other questions for Jason?
Okay.
So, okay, back to the minutes.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I moved that we approved the minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Correspondence. Do we have any no letters? Nobody got any interesting things? We don't have any public staff comments. Anybody from the staff have anything they want the board to know?
That's a good show.
I like that. Okay, we can move right into the report of the treasurer.
Okay. When I look at the check register, it will see that the first four pages are all credit card bills totaling $5,829.54. On page five, the ballots were for emergency lights in this room. Michelle said that they checked the emergency lights out and found that they weren't working. And so it was a good thing that that was discovered before the fire department came and checked them. So these ballasts are not cheap and they don't last a whole long time. Nice order, almost $6,000 for books. Skipping over to page 7, the fire alarm annual inspection, $1,001. So, yes, something that is in our professional expenses. Then our IT person, you see that these are from January through March, totaling $2,550. Page 8. That bill for $426, which was for copyright license renewal, that we have to have for the DVDs here to show them. And actually, the Friends paid for that. And then the next one there, $371.50. Sounds funny, but install a pole cover. It's for the pole that's outside the handicap door. And Michelle discovered that the top to it was missing. She said she walked the outside of the building, checked the garbage cans, and didn't find it, so we're not sure. But it was after a storm. Storm took it away, or if it was vandalism. So she called the company that does the handicap door, and it took them three times to get one for the right size. First two didn't fit, and they finally had to make one then to fit the top of it. And our ingenious director had tried aluminum foil and rubber bands because there are wires down inside there. So, but anyway, it's all set now. And then the one below that, supplies for programs for the youth department, was also paid by the Friends, $110.95. Page 9. Our quarterly payment to Prairie Cat, $3,319.18. The one to the elevator company for maintenance agreement for 3 months, $768.92. Trico was here for their spring checkup, and that was $1,500. So our total expenditures, $18,787.64 for checks. That's not our total expenditures. The next two pages, you can see payroll. We have two payroll periods this last month. So our total disbursements, $69,882.04. Alright, we're at, if you get your magnifying glasses out, we're at 92% of our fiscal year, so there'll be one more month yet to complete the fiscal year. And if you look down to the percentages, we're at 95% of what we had budgeted. So that's probably pretty close to what we're going to be, because obviously our biggest income is the property taxes. There are just a couple, I think, one or four actually, areas that are over budget. Group life insurance, and that's something we don't have control over. The other ones were expected, the outside repair and maintenance, the operating supplies, and then the books is deceiving because actually that comes out of the development fees, and so Michelle doesn't overspend there that much. But on case three, we took in $5,800 in development fees.
Yeah, we've been doing that for a long time.
I know, so that was really great. Yeah. And it does show that we had deficit spending for this month, but our year-to-date total is above. So, once again, Michelle's doing an excellent job of keeping expenses under control. We could go to the memorial and special gifts report. They have been spending money out of there, as you can see. And it looks like a hefty balance there. But we also had two memorials for Jeunesse Bedin and Kay Livingston. Those memorials have been coming in, and so that has really made a difference in the balance there.
Surplus of about $50,000, as you can see on page two. So I imagine once we get April in and we do the accrual for the expenses that you will incur in May and June, that'll get kicked back to the old fiscal year. You should probably be right around break even. So $500,000 should be your ending fund balance for Fund 82, which is your operating fund. That's all I have to say.
Sounds good.
All right.
Till later. Any questions for Sandy on the budget, on the financials? If not, can I have a motion to pay our bills?
Okay. I move that we pay our bills in the amount of $33,944.65, our payroll in the amount of $35,937.39. For a total of $69,882.04.
Second.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Walter?
Yes.
Elder?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to report of the treasurer or the report of the library director. We just did that.
In March, we circulated
2 books than e-read, Illinois e-read to have?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the next page, we had, for the adult programs, we had a Queen Elizabeth program that's paid for. We had just 5 people show up for the Elizabeth Christian program. And as far as our children's programs, as usual, they're all good numbers to young patrons use in our story times and our programs. What's new is our life-size Candyland game, and we have 32 little children We took this room here, moved that chair again, and turned it into a big size. This was all done during spring break. So this was the second year that we did this.
Wow, cool.
Gifts and memorial, next month I'll have for you a total of the events memorial. So far we got around $1,200. I'll have that, those figures for you next time. This is library admin compartment. Everybody got a little button. We can do anything for you when you do 5K, we can do the button, the mass hour, or have the staff with a hotel, or the National Library, or anything you want. This is another, this is another item that the Friends had bought. It's National Library. We have a lot of things going on. Tomorrow night we have a program called Nine Games. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's in this room right here. And this is another program that the Friends have paid for us to. And I think it's going to be a nice program for us. Our children's programs, we have things going all week and with a lot of handouts. One of the things that I just brought to show you, when the meeting's over, if you'd like to take a look at this, is called Teens Blackout Poetry. And you're given a piece of paper and they black out everything except the words that they want to make a poem out of. There's a couple of examples here too, so take a look at it. We have it set up for the teens to come in and do, and then we're going to put them all on display for them. And take a look at it as kind of a neat idea. Other things that we're doing this week, we have booklets and we're going to have refreshments for them. We have a display case, the top shelf. It's got the Chicago Cubs items. The second shelf has got socks. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's opening day today along with our book, our National Library. And we have a drawing for either a science book or a concert book. So whatever you are, you can sign up. Jason's already signed up. He's the first one that put in old socks. So far, everybody's done.
And I was just beginning to watch.
I was going to say, is that going to get me in trouble?
It might.
No. Nice. You're not the only one.
All right.
I gave Jason a little tour before the library, and I had an impressive
there you go.
And as all of you know, this is Sandy's and Larry's last board meeting here. And we invite you all to have a piece of cake and celebrate with us. The library staff has appreciated everything you have done for us through the years and the support that you have given us. So we really appreciate it. We'd like you to pick out a book and put it in the library and write your Cubs book.
Yeah, there's a new one out.
And we're also going to put a brick in. Sandy's been here 21 years. Brigham, Sandy Lindblom, Library Trustee, 1996. And Barb is 2007 to 2017. So. And we put one in for Beth Gamble, too. So every 3 years.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
A lot of changes in them 21 years.
You will be, missed. Like
yes.
A whole new building.
Yep.
Yeah. For sure.
You will be missed by a lot of staff. Thank you for your service.
You'll just have Monday evenings free.
Yeah.
Oh, they just might show up here.
Yeah.
They're going to miss the big
thing. They show up as friends.
There you go.
We're the public.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Let's see. City Council Liaison. Siebert, you got anything for us?
Mentioned that the City Council did approve proceeding with a contract with a firm to do the building condition study.
Okay.
I believe it's going to begin sometime before the end of this month, unless something has changed, actually.
Okay.
I did bring, I only made one copy because I didn't want to kill too many trees. Maybe.
So some
if you're interested, it is. You could find it on the city's website on the city council packet. Otherwise, Michelle, I'm sure, could make a few extra copies.
But okay.
I think it's a great start. It's not a totally in-depth analysis of every system in the building, but it's going to take an overview of all systems, and I think it's a great start.
Did anything jump out at you with issues?
Well, to tell you the truth, I went out and I spent about 2 hours at Joliet Junior College because they have the same program from the same firm, and they've had it for I think 7 or 8 years now, and they are totally pleased with it. So it comes with good recommendations, but again, I would stress that it's not an in-depth. They aren't going to look at every cable and connection in the elevator system, for instance, and come back and tell you need to fix this piece and that piece. But as a general overview of building systems, it's going to be pretty good. And it's a start. It's going to enable you to look at and really budget over a 10-year period, because what it's going to do is take an analysis of each component of the building and say what is its useful life, when does it end, and plug numbers in over a 10-year period. So I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. Let us know where we are, hopefully. So they have
worked,
they
before, I've worked with those kinds of systems my career, the last few 10 years of my career. Really helps, but you may not like the results from it when you find out just how bad things are and where you have to spend money.
I think we have an idea.
We have an idea. Yeah,
because so it'll plug things out for next year, and if you don't spend it for next year, then the following year, you know, that costs
a little bit
moves
more,
over
a little bit more. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Standing committees, I don't believe anybody met.
Finance committee,
that's right, we did meet. And that's the next thing on the agenda, is discussing the budget. So everybody should have a copy of the updated budget in their packet.
It's the one with the pretty...
with all the pretty colors on it.
Thanks, Rob. So the green is what we had talked about before, and the yellow is what was approved, not approved, proposed from the Finance Committee. And those recommendations were to give both the full-time and part-time staff a 3% increase, and also to increase the hours for Sunday hours, 3 hours.
Right.
So that those numbers there then reflect the cost for the additional staff for that.
The two things that didn't get color-coded changed were the DVDs and the books.
Right, we cut back on books.
Well, the books got color-coded.
Yeah, but we changed them.
Well, the books on the other...
Yeah, on the regular budget, not on the development fees.
It's color-coded on mine.
Well, it's green.
Oh.
But it was at 5.
1,500?
It was at 5. We brought it down to 1,500.
Okay.
And the DVDs, we took it down to 500.
Sorry, I'm slow tonight.
You were at the meeting.
I know. I'm struggling to understand it.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Looking at too many numbers.
Yes.
So. I would like to mention that for all of those that were in attendance, we had a good group there, people, board members other than just the finance committee, and everybody was in agreement that this is the budget that we should propose to the full board to be approved.
So for me, who I apologize, wasn't there a mistake? I apologize. So can we, I know you mentioned you kind of summarized and highlighted the changes that were made. Can you, so let's see. So the only thing that was changed is anything that's in yellow? Or,
yes.
Well, we had originally changed the things that you see in the green.
Right.
But like Russ pointed out, the books and the DVDs were also changed that are not highlighted in yellow because Russ had already made those changes.
And I forgot to highlight them when I sent it over to Rob.
So we need Rob to do the FICA and so forth.
So where does this put us in terms of, are we breaking even here?
No.
How far in the hole will we be?
I think the deficit balance that shows here, when you calculated all the funds, you included the development fees in revenue and expense?
I do, but we kind of keep your capital kind of separate. I mean, you do have about $20,000 or $30,000 in Fund 84, which is your capital.
But right.
You see on page 2, fiscal year 18 proposed, you're looking at a right around $84,000 deficit.
Yeah.
But your fund balance is still healthy. You're at almost $400,000, which is 50% of expenditures.
But when we look at that bottom line, it includes that revenue and those expenses out of the development fees.
It does not.
It does not.
No.
Okay.
It's just strictly Fund 82 revenues, Fund 82 expenses, which is operating fund.
So we'd be in the whole 84 grand, but we would have, how much did you say that of?
You'd have around $400,000 in reserve, so you'd be at 50% of your total expenditures. So for fiscal year 18, I mean, you'd still be in good financial shape. It's just, as you look across the board, there's deficits of 89, 84, 80, and eventually, you know, you're going to head into trouble.
Complete your savings.
But for fiscal year ending 2018, I mean, you still have a strong, healthy fund balance at 50%, even with a $84,000 deficit budget.
Well, and the other thing that I pointed out at the finance meeting that if you went through and looked at the projected numbers and what we actually had spent, there was quite a savings there.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely think we should go ahead with your cost saving and save as much as possible, but...
Yeah, I think it's good that we've cut the deficit down. I think this makes more sense, but I think we have to all, like, as we move into the next year... commit to, you know, making those cost cuttings and finding the savings where we can so that hopefully into 2019 the deficit continues to shrink and eventually we can break even.
Hopefully the
only
building.
If they build more houses, but every little bit will help.
Right.
And the crystal ball for building houses is...
I mean, right now, it's really...
It's really going up in my neighborhood now.
Whether or not that's going to continue and how long that's going to continue.
Yeah.
I wish I knew. I could make a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true. Go to Vegas and make lots of money there. Yeah.
Betting on Yorkville real estate.
Yeah. Or just market in general. You know?
Yeah. Other questions or comments? Concerns other than... The only thing that's going to get us out of the hole is more houses, more businesses.
And no tax cap.
Yeah, we can wish for that, but I don't think it's going to happen. All the new construction isn't capped, right? We get the full...
Right, you get your full share of new construction.
Yeah. Right. But the second year, it's the tax cap. Unless the city council feels that they like the library again and fully funds us. Time will tell.
That's the truth, though. Seriously, that's what we're at.
Yeah, because we have very very few sources of revenue. Right. Basically, property tax. We get a The personal property tax, which is comes from business taxes, state grants, and everything else is, you know, little nickel dime things. But
well, is it true that they're building a hotel there in Countryside by the show?
Well, they're talking about it.
I read it in the paper.
Yeah.
Now, would we get any money from that?
Well, you would get, yeah, when it goes on as a new property, yeah, when it goes, you would get your pro rata share.
Yeah.
A lot of the increment, though, is going to be contained within the TIF until the TIF expires in 2028, and then you'll get a, presumably get some sort of pad at that time, but that's kind of way beyond the scope of where we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically it's a no.
That would be not in our lifetime.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
This is helping.
And then this, the second page that was in there was Rob's calculations on the on the salaries and wages and how it affects FICA and, well, the insurance is the insurance and the life insurance is the life insurance. That isn't impacted by salary amounts. That's just by number of people contributing or signed up for. We spend a lot of money on people, like most companies do.
Like,
so if there aren't any more questions, can I get a motion to approve our budget for fiscal year 2018?
I so move. I second.
Roll call, please.
Elder?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes. We have a budget.
It is so cold in here.
Oh, no. It's nice.
I
want to
thank all of you for filling in with me on that.
Yep.
We had a struggle, but we made it.
Yep, we made it through. I don't believe we've had any painting bids.
Well, I was just going to say a couple things. Next board meeting, we should have a little bit more information about the bids and
right.
Make a decision. I have had one contractor come in and look at the paint.
Okay.
I've had a lot of phone calls on it, but there hasn't been any bids getting eggs yet. Tom, Sandy's husband, says, because I was panicking, so it was not unusual to not have any bids until
the last
the
day
it's due.
Yeah.
So we hope to have a few to look at and make a decision.
Right.
One thing that we do have to do is choose a color.
Oh.
No, we got to choose a contractor first, and then we can choose the color. And so it's not going to be Pepto-Bismol pink.
I called Sherwin-Williams and asked if they had an interior or outerior decorated. I helped the colors.
Yeah.
And they came over. I've worked with interiors with this whole building before, and I should have known better. I should have told her I had no idea. And she asked me what I was thinking, and I said, gray. So we got gray choices here. To me, the blue... It looks nice, but blue fades the worst, yellow and red.
Mm-hmm.
And what else choice do we have but tan, taupe, gray? I would like each one of you, if you can, if you have time, come over and look at the building during the day with sunlight. Take the colors outside and look at. And this is one here that I liked. But I don't want to make a decision because for sure somebody's
going to say it's going to
be a board decision. It needs to be a board decision.
Yeah.
So I have three different grays. I have a blue gray, a light gray, and this is kind of a little darker.
Didn't you have a program from Sherwin-Williams where you could change colors and make, have the building look?
I did that, too.
Well, did I see
it?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you said,
I'm fine.
Yeah. Purple and yellow.
But they're not even
orange.
Yeah. Even this is the one you put it on. It's best.
Right.
It's more over the blue.
Right.
So unless you want to stay with what we have, we do have to make a decision on the color.
Yes, we do.
So, I'll have all of this at the front desk. If I'm not even here, pick it up, walk around the building, mm-hmm. match it to the brick, match it to the stone, match it to the siding.
If you want to climb up on the roof, you can match it to the roof.
Match it to the roof. That's the really important part of it.
Yeah.
Well, that would be well,
especially on that side.
All the trim pieces to think about,
yeah.
too.
Right. Okay. We will do that. Public notice, you should have something in your packet that lists the days when the library is going to be open for the remainder of this year and the first part of 2018. These are all the days that the library is going to be closed.
I added some.
Oh, no, wait a minute. These are the library board meetings.
Yeah,
okay, never mind. I misread the thing. I'm looking at it going.
Two days that, besides our regular ones here, that I think we should be closed is up to the board. Mother's Day is May 14th, and Easter Sunday is April 1st. So I think, you know, it's going to be hard to find people. Mother's Day, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's possible.
I don't think you're going to have a ton of patrons coming on that day anyway.
Or Easter.
Yeah.
So if you want to do it as
is. Maybe mothers anxious to escape yeah. their children on Mother's Day.
Oh, well, yeah, you could have like a mother's area and we could all just be there. Like how men go golfing on Father's Day.
Yeah.
We could all come here and read in peace and quiet.
That sounds nice.
There's some changes I made.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Can we have a motion on the public notices?
I move to accept the public notices of when the library board will meet and the days that the library will be closed for fiscal year 2017 and 18.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Okay.
Everybody's okay
with
that.
Yes.
Because they agreed on the school year, right?
Right.
Neglected to say that earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as we're talking about hours and things like that, there is a page in there about the library hours. When we open, when we close, and includes the Sunday hours, September through May. From when she just. And that would be, this is a policy change. So if I can get a motion to accept the new policy hours.
A motion that we accept the new policy hours.
Second? I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, moving.
If you look at your paper, this has got a little punch in it. If you go into your policy book, pull out page CA and replace it with this one. So we're all on the same page and we have the same hours in everybody's book.
Okay.
And then I don't have to collect them and try to get them all back. So if you just replace this, I appreciate it.
Okay. Final thing on our agenda is participating in Public Act 92-1066, non-resident fee card. This is something we have to do every year in order to provide, well, we don't provide, we sell a library card to people that are outside the city limits at a fee that is comparable to what a city resident would pay on their property taxes. There's a whole big formula that calculates that fee. And we just have to approve participation in Public Act 92-1066. So as long as I'm talking about it, I'll make a motion that we continue participating in Public Act 92-1006.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Keeps us legal.
Keeps us legal. Any other business other than saying thank you to Barb and Sandy for their many years of service on the board, and you will be missed.
Good luck. Carry on.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, Gary has a couple of people to replace you already.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, so we'll have a full board starting next month again.
Okay, so, and I have something that Barb and I would like to give to Michelle.
Okay. Wow.
Because we both appreciate all that she has done, and she's been great to work with.
She has.
And I'll miss my Monday morning meetings with her.
Tom's still going to help us with the painting bids and getting that project rolling?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He just tells me before I paint, just say, yeah, check for there, and then
okay.
There's no action.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if there's any other business before the board, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
Second?
Second.
No.
Well, lots of it.
Okay. You're adjourned.